Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, let's get them done. Let us do what we can to help you to get it done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The website's up all the time, rosieonthehouse.com. Radio broadcast is on live 3 hours a week every Saturday morning. If you'd like to talk us through your project or dilemma, we'd be happy to do that with you. It's a toll-free phone call, 1-888-767-4348. Auto attendant picks up. You just push 1, and that redirects you straight into our call screening studio here at the Mothership Broadcast Station.
Text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Have a number of them there that we'll get to through the course of today's broadcast.
Covered a lot of ground so far. One of the things we cover every week is we have our adorable Miss Jen Gura at the office. Look into the Google Analytics of our website, and she tells us what's the one thing in the website that more people were looking for information on than anything else. And I'm really sad to announce what that was last week. Really sad to announce. The number one thing y'all were looking for answers to at Rosie on the House last week is if my home is in the area of a fire, a brush fire, a forest fire, an incident fire. But my home did not burn, but it got filled with the odor of smoke. It's all I can smell in my house. Now, these inquiries came from homes along the foothills of the Catalinas, came from a few listeners in the Tonto Basin area, and this past week came from a lot of people in the East Mesa, Goldfield, Apache Junction area. So I wanted to reach out to one of our Rosie on the House certified smoke and fire and water restoration companies, Kowalski Construction. And we convinced Jason Todd, the emergency service manager for Kowalski, to join us and kind of help us talk through this homeowner concern. So let's bring Jason into the conversation, joining us by phone. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Rosie.
All right. Well, I know y'all deal with this all the time. Sometimes the house next door burns and your house is filled with smoke. But what do you do when your home is so close to one of these incident grass fires, brush fires, that all you can smell, and you're quarantined at your house? I mean, you've got this smell of smoke permeating every single thing about your life. What's a homeowner's options, Jason?
So the best option is this is going to be covered under your homeowner's insurance.
Oh,
this is a secondary incident. You guys can turn this into insurance for a claim.
Without any fire damage to your property, this odor problem becomes a homeowner's claim, a potential homeowner's claim.
Yes, sir. Now, this is going to be a secondary damage caused by the initial fire that is for a wildfire or a house fire.
Okay. So I know taking the clothes out of my closet and throwing it through the dishwasher, throwing it through the washing machine isn't going to get the job done. I mean, that odor's infiltrated the flooring, the furniture, the drapery, the mattresses, and even washing your clothes, it doesn't get rid of the smell. When I come home from a weekend of camping, Jennifer's got to wash my clothes 3 or 4 or 5 times before it gets rid of the smoke. How do you professionals tackle this job?
So we use a product that specifically uses chemicals to attack those odors. Now you got to think about fire and what is actually burning in those fires. So as typical like a house fire, there's going to be a lot of plastics. There's going to be a lot of chemicals that are going to be in that smoke that's going to penetrate through your clothes, through your carpets, through your upholsteries. And that is where we as a professionals have to use certain products to attack those types of chemicals to release them out of the fabrics.
And I mean, that isn't something that's generally available for the do-it-yourselfer. I mean, you really do need, I mean, I've seen y'all's facility. I mean, you actually bring people's clothes back to y'all's facility. You have like this large odor cooking oven closet thing that furniture, draperies, mattresses, clothes. I mean, how long do you keep them in this little this giant apparatus?
So what we do is we wash the clothes first into our big commercial washer, and then that way it gets rid of 99% of the smoke, soot smell.
Okay.
Now from there is we go and we dry the clothes, but we also are going to ozone or gas these items that are going to one step further and eliminate those odors. Same thing that we do in a house fire when we want to get rid of the soot odor that is in the house itself. When we do a fire damage, we also do the same process as that. So, and it breaks everything down, and we use ozone or a gas treatment or hydroxyl to combat those odors.
Because once you've vacated the residence of all the porous surfaces that can be treated, I mean, this odor, it's infiltrated the flooring, it's infiltrated the cabinet woodwork, it's infiltrated any wood, it infiltrates any place in the drywall that it may have been in need of a little paint. I mean, you've got to treat every single surface.
Every single surface gets treated. So the rule of thumb with soot is going to go to the coldest place. And it's going to migrate, and it's going to go to the coldest place. The coldest place could be a next-door neighbor's house. It could be, you know, in drawers. It could be in cabinets. It could be, you know, coldest place, you know, is going to be in the walls. That's where that soot is going to travel, and that's what it's going to stick to.
And how about ductwork and the A-coil?
Ductwork, you know. Again, it's cold places, and that's where it's traveled. That's why it also attracts the metal. Metal is cold. Metal is going to attract to those metals.
It's doable. Now, in my experience, we had the Rio Verde fire of the 90s, massive fire that brushed across North Scottsdale. You drive out there now, and there's still some standing mesquite skeletons, but the forest basically looks pretty good. The Bush fire that just finished burning basically all of Four Peaks and Slate Canyon and everything, it's going to be a generation before that comes back. And if my house is in that area, how long do I have to combat just the residual odor in the environment?
In the environment, that could be up. I mean, that's going to be up to Mother Nature to see how much rain that we also get and combat those odors, how much of the vegetation grows back. I mean, with that being said, it's going to take a while. It could take up to six months to a year until those odors actually kind of dissipate. But the house itself, we can take care of those houses. Again, you want to be able to clean up the outside of the house also as much as possible.
Yeah.
To get it away from the house and get the odors away from the house. And then you also want to be safe that you want to wipe your feet. Don't wear your shoes inside. And that way it combats those odors. And you don't track them into the house like after you've cleaned them.
Wow. This was the number one inquiry at Rosie on the House this week by Arizona homeowners. How, if my house was not destroyed by the fire, can I overcome the overwhelming odor of the smoke? We invited Jason Todd, the emergency service manager of Kowalski Construction, to share with you hope that it can be done. Jason, if someone wanted to reach out to Kowalski for more information, how would they do that?
You can call our main server. Our main number is 602-944-2645.
Fantastic. Jason, thanks. I know Saturday's your day off. Thanks for compromising and sacrificing a little of that family time to share with our Arizona homeowners this important information.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, and thanks to your listeners.
Okay, bud.
Let's get to our first call. Grant in Moon Valley wants to talk about a concrete driveway. Welcome to the program, Grant. What you working on?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call and love the show. I'm looking for, and I've looked on rosieonthehouse.com, and I've looked a couple other places, and I can't seem to find somebody to add to my driveway. I have an RV spot on the side of my driveway, and I'd like to either add a, you know, like a triangle piece of concrete or just slab the whole thing, and I can't seem to find anybody. I keep finding concrete repair guys and stuff like that, but nobody that just does the driveways.
Are you sure you want concrete and not pavers?
I'm not. Okay. I'm not sure of that. I already have concrete. The whole RV side is concrete, and so I was thinking just for the same look, I'd just add concrete.
Okay, you got something to write with?
I do. Hang on.
Tick tock, tick tock.
And concrete is hard. It is really hard to find somebody that does
small
concrete jobs.
Especially in Moon Valley where everything's vertical. Is this a steep driveway, Grant?
No, it's not steep, but it's not...
it's not flat either.
I mean, it is slanted. Okay. It's not steep at all, but it is slanted a little bit, which is why I can't do it myself.
Okay. All right. I want you to call Ace. That's his nickname.
I was going to give his number off the air because he's going to hate us for giving it on air.
Well, he's pretty busy right now, so he isn't going to be able to get to you right away. But call Ace at 602-509-0836. He's one of our Rosie Certified Handyman contractors servicing the Phoenix metro area. He's my oldest employee. He's the first employee I ever hired back in 1988. So you'll like Ace. He's a good man.